Okay, good morning. We are continuing Shin Mem. I'm actually going to go back to, we read last time Yud. I'm just going to quickly read Yud again. I want to review a couple of things of Me'amer. Hamekabetz, Devela, Vasemeno, Igol, Oshinakar, Teina, Vichni, Sachevel, Behem, Achit Kapsu, Guf, Echad. So we learned before that there's only a din of Me'amer if it's done where it grows. So, this is an exception, I just want to point out. Since it's normal for people to gather figs and combine them and make them into one solid mass, this is an exception that harezet chaladet me'amer v'chayev. Even though it's not where it was grown, it's done in the house or inside, indoors, you're still chayev to toda and you're chayev v'chol chen kol chayotze bazeh. In other words, if it's normal. Normally, it's not normal to do it in the house, and therefore it's 100% mutter. If you drop your fruit in the house, not a problem. Also, just to point out, everyone says it has to be something that grows from the ground in order to violate me'amer. And does it have to be food or even twigs or wood? That happens to be a machloket. The Mishnah Berurah is machmer. Some say it's only by food, which is not wood. Some say, I'll just point out, by pearls and mushrooms, even though we know it doesn't exactly grow from the ground, it grows on the ground. It develops on the ground, so therefore, some say it's also an Isser. Aruch HaShulchan and others point out, the only time it's only Ma'amer is if it doesn't change. It has to be like a raw item. If it's cooked, if it's, cut up, if it's baked, so then it no longer applies, and it doesn't apply to utensils in your house or anywhere, they don't grow, it doesn't apply to toys. That's just a quick thing about Me'amer. Okay, I think let's go to Yud Aleph. Now, you'll see Yud Aleph is not a halacha of Me'amer, it's a halacha of Borer. Even though you're allowed to put sesame seeds or nuts into honey, you cannot gather them together. So this is an issue we had it before of borer. It's an issue of borer because you're pulling them out from the liquid. The liquid or the dvash. That's what the isser is. Nothing to do with ma'amer.
So he's squeezing the
nest
and
let's read Yud Bet, and you'll see. Yud Bet, anotein zera pishtan or shumshumin uchayotze behem b'mayim. Now, if you put seeds, pishtan or shumshumin, and you mix them with water, I've heard it has to be pulverized, but it depends. Chayev mishum lash. Then you could be chayev an issue of the iser of lash. Because it becomes mixed and it becomes one item. So I'll just say about Yud Aleph and Yud Bet, we're not going to relearn all the halachas of Bona, Borer, and Lash. Suffice to say, these two seifim, depending on what's done and how it's done, like making cheese, or there's certain things you can build them together, and then it could be an issue of Bona, Borer, and Lash without reviewing in detail each one of the malachas. Right. So,
why isn't the mixing of the nuts and the sesame itself lush?
Why could that be lush?
Why is it not lush?
Why is it not lush?
So
that's sprinkling it, and then you're picking them out. That's for sure will not be lush. If again, it depends on the mitzvahs. I don't want to review and analyze right now. We can do that afterwards.
But the Torah says you're squeezing the mass and you're pulling out the dvash, not the nuts and the seeds.
I don't think so. But okay, either way. However, whatever you're doing. Okay, you can learn. We'll learn. We can discuss what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. But clear Shulchan Aruch, clear halacha is. You have to, like I pointed out, on these two se'ifim, depending on the metzios, on what you're doing, it could be different items. And if it's an issue of borer, we learned if you're doing it right before you eat, then and not with a kli, then that's 100% mutter. So even though it could be aser, it is mutter 100% if you're about to eat it. Okay, so I think we should, let's go on to Yud Gimel, and we can discuss it inside if you like. Yud Gimel, again, you can explain the case however you like I said. Yud Gimel, Ein Shovrim Hacheres Ve'ein Kore'in Hanayar Mipnei Shehu Kemetakin Kli. Now, even though this is brought down in Hilchas Yom Tov Beitza, but the halacha is brought over here, Ein Shovrim, you're not allowed to break pottery in order to make a kli. You're not allowed to rip paper in order to make it a functional use for yourself because it's kimetaken kli. Again, obviously it depends derais derabanan if it's just how it's done and for how long term it's done, permanent, not permanent. But there's certainly an iser if you're doing these items in order to create something that is helping you. It's serving your purpose. If it'd just be kilkul stam, that also would be an iser derabanan. But here, the case is, you're doing it as a functional purpose. Mishnah Berurah adds, again, not a chiddush, but, and if you're ripping something with, you could be over the issue, the iser of mechatech. If you're making specific dimensions, you're cutting it along exactly the way you want it to be done, then that could be an iser deraisa. Let's continue. We'll come to an interesting case. Happens every day. But let's first finish Yud Dalet, because it's connected. Yud Dalet, you know what? We'll just say it now. As far as toilet paper, so this comes up all the time. So cutting toilet paper suffice to say, it's probably an Iser Derabanan. Again, it depends how you want to learn. Probably an Iser Derabanan, therefore it's important to always do it Erev Shabbos and not to do it on Shabbos. However, if one has no choice, and one is stuck. Again, perhaps one can use facial tissues if it's not going to clog up your toilet, and that's what's normally done. But for kavod habrios, many are mekel, when there's absolutely no choice, obviously it should not be relied on lechatchila, but many do, many, right? It's 100% mutter with kavod habrios when you're stuck. And they point out, though, when you cut it, make sure it's not done to a particular number, amount, shape, size, whatever. So many, and some say you should do it with a shinui, and not to do it along the perforations. Again, if you don't aim for the perforations and it tears on the perforations, not a problem. Or it's the same heter of kavod habriyot. But the idea is you're not mechavin to make specific dimensions or sizes. Okay, Yud Dalet. Hamadabek niarot or orot bekolan shel sofrim uvechayotze bo. Hareza toled es tofer vechayot. Now, connecting objects, two items. Here you have paper or leather. That's the example. And you connect them, you sew them together. We'll see. It's also with other items. You can also do it with glue. Hareza toled es tofer vechayot. So, Tofer, the Av, obviously is with clothing. And here, it's even a Toda, and it's a Chiyuv Deraisa. And what is Tofer? You're basically taking two items, and you're combining it. Happens to be a Machloket. So you have to have two items combined with a third separate item. It could be glue, it could be whatever it is. And tape. Now, it happens to be a machloket if the items are soft. Let's say you're taking two pieces of wood and you glue them together. So it happens to be a machloket if one is chayev or not. The Mishnah Berurah holds you are chayev. That is tofer. Some say it has to be a soft item. That's the Minchas Chinuch says so, and not everyone agrees. So by wood is basically your machlokes. But everyone says if it's just little circle rings, safety pins, something that's holding two things together, that's 100% mutter, because you're not, it's not becoming one item. The only time you're connecting it's permanently becomes like one item. When you tape it together, when you glue it together, here it's, your safety pin is still a separate item. It doesn't like, the three items don't become like one. Yeah.
You make the safety pin like a needle, and then that should be tofer.
So the poskim say if you take a safety pin and you hold two ends of a garment together, that's 100% mutter. I mean, we saw that the Shulchan Aruch said it by examples that when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, that's what we did see it in Gemara. But that's what they again we can look it up after.
In and out of the fabric, and your mavatil is there, the chorah, that's an issue.
So if your mavatil is there forever,
so
I believe it's not a problem.
I
don't think anyone says that it's a problem, even if it's there permanently, because it's not.
I've seen it. It's also it could be an issue there.
So show me. We'll look it up. Someone says, and Rav Moshe says that someone holds if you leave the safety pin there forever, then you're chayav tofer. So I'm not sure. In and out. That's I don't. Then a thread. I don't. Okay. So show me. Show me. I don't think so. But well, show me. Maybe you're right. Okay. Perhaps it's a machloket. Okay. Let's go on. Now, the converse, the chenam mefarik niarot tevukim, if you separate them, orot tevukim, you separate the papers or the leather, velonit kaven lekalkel bilvad, and you don't have intention to be makalkel, kilkel zesedarabana. Harezit toledes korea v'chaya, but if you're doing it for a functional purpose, then when you tear something or take apart the tofer, what was sewn, then you're chayev for it. Now, it's interesting to point out, normally, when it comes to all the malachos, sometimes they have specific shiurim. You have to analyze each malacha by itself, which we touched upon. We didn't obviously go through every single one in such great detail. But some malachos, you're chayev with a koshehu, just a minimal amount. Now, generally speaking, when it comes to tofer and kareya, we assume the only time you're chayev is if you're functioning to in order to make it usable to be tofer again or to put them back again together. So therefore, then you would have whatever is the minimum, like erasing, whatever the minimum is writing or to put it together, two letters, two stitches. That would be the iser of ripping it up. The minimum to be chayav deraisa on a full level. However, Post can point out, I mean, it's obvious, that you could even be chayav even less than ripping one tofer, sometimes it is bekol shehu, even the items of korea, if you are fulfilling your function. Let's say one opinion says, if you're angry and you rip your clothing because you're angry, and that's going to calm you down. So just doing a ripping of a kol shehu, even though it's not, I mean, again, it's not, I don't know if it's, what's it called? Matzias, if it's such to be possible. But anyways, on kosher who of ripping, you would be chayav. If a person is tearing for the purpose of kriya, we call it kriya for a mace, for a person who passes away. So as soon as you rip, you're tefach. Then you'd be chayav. In other words, regardless what the shear would be from tofer, you would be chayav because you fulfilled your purpose. So that's just an interesting thing to point out. Okay. So we mentioned toilet paper. I just want to mention quickly diapers. So diapers, there are, I think most of us use diapers on Shabbos. And the reason why many are makel is, one of them could be it's temporary, and we have covered abrios issues. Another one is this is how it's made. So as many point out, the only time it's going to be usser of tofer is if it's done. Let me rephrase it. Anytime something's created and the way it's supposed to be used by opening and closing with this madbeka, this kind of a sticky or sometimes it's Velcro, whatever your connection is, that's the way it's made. And that's how it's created for that purpose. You're not going to be it's not going to be an iser of tofer. It's a little bit like we learned the example that if a person has, we had like a buttonhole and it's made. You want to tie your string around your hood, and you want to open and close it that way. So we learned that that's okay. So they make the same comparison over here. That if any time it's made to be done like that, we don't call that tofer, we don't call it, that's not a problem. And also some say it wouldn't even be an Issur Derabanan. Also why? Because any time that you know the whole purpose is of what you're doing is to open and close it, and it's not doma to the malacha whatsoever. The malacha is when you stitch something together and it looks like it's meant to be like that. But okay. And some say there is no gzera whatsoever by tofer if it's not for an extended period, if it's not meant to be there permanently. Like by kesher, it has to be lakium. You have 1 day, 7 days, or a month, general opinions. But anyway, that's some main reasons why one could be mako. Band-aids, I think most are mako without thinking about it if it's there for less than a day. Once the band-aid's going to be there for more than a day, so I know some write to be machmer, that when you close it, that you don't close it on itself. Yeah, because, if you have a finger, and it can go around easily, so some are machmer not to do that. I'm not sure if it's important to be machmer for less than a day, but again, obviously there are opinions in all directions, just to point that out. And okay. Yeah, and also one other thing that's common is sometimes you sell items that packages. I know they sell them by croutons for soup in Israel. But I'm sure there are all kinds of examples out there where it comes with its own little sticker to close it. You roll it up a little bit and you close it down with its sticker. So can you do that on Shabbos? The poskim say you're allowed to. It's meant to be done like that and it's not permanent. But some say you shouldn't do it for the first time. Because it was there the first time when they sell it to go to the stores, it's meant to be there for a while, for a couple, for a week, for a month, till people buy them and open them up. So it's not meant to be so zmani. So some are machmer for the first time.
Yeah, but peeling off post-it flags.
Peeling off post-it flags. That's not a problem, I don't think.
Off the pad.
Off the pad. Okay, maybe that's an interesting idea. Off the pad. Maybe. Okay. Very good. Those posters. So that you're not sticking two things. Okay. So some. Okay. We'll just mention. Someone mentioned about post-it pads. Okay. Or post-it notes. Little notes. So some are probably machmer for that as well. Okay. Okay. But certainly there is room to be mako. Let's go to Shin Mem Aleph Heter Nedarim. B'Shabbos. Okay, Aleph. Matirim nadarim b'Shabbos im heim letzorach ha-Shabbat kegon shenadar shelo le'achol shelo lishtot. Okay, a person makes a neder and it was made before Shabbos, we're assuming. I mean, whatever the case is. Now, you want to enjoy what go against your neder because it's Shabbos. Like you made a neder not to eat, not to drink, but it's Shabbos. How can you fast? So since it's for the purpose of Shabbos itself, even though you had a chance to be matir at Friday, Thursday, you knew about it, but you didn't, now it's Shabbos already. What are you going to do? So you're allowed to be matir your nadarim. So for yourself, it has to be letzorach Shabbos. But for a husband who hears about the neder of his wife on Shabbos, so then he's allowed to do it even if it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Obviously, why? If you don't undo her neder right now, you can't do it afterwards. Because a husband can only be made for a neder, and again, it also goes to his daughter. If a husband can only be mafir neder the first day he hears about it. Now this day is not me'eit le'eit, it goes by sundown. So if you hear about it Friday night, you have until the end of Shabbos, before Shkia, take care of it. Or if you hear about it Shabbos afternoon, you can only do it that afternoon. And afterwards it becomes permanent. So you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos, because then you're going to lose out and you're stuck with this neder for forever. Okay. Now, the reason why we don't want you to do it on Shabbos is because you're being matriach extra for no reason. It doesn't have to be done on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's the Lishta Derabanan in general. Again, how it extends, not so clear. Usually Chazal have to say so. And whatever the Chazal decided was a tircha for us. Again, sometimes it's a small tircha, sometimes it's a big tircha. You can't do it on Shabbos. So therefore, we don't want to be matir on Shabbos. It doesn't matter. No, there's no problem. As far, however, it's normally done. That's how it's done on Shabbos. There's no chiluk. Mishnah Berurah points out one small little chiluk. We'll get to in a moment. Mishnah Berurah points out that if a person has time, let's say a person doesn't know about his wife's neder. So you have up until you find out, that's the day that's your, so obviously if you know, you hear that this guy's wife made a neder on Shabbos, better not to tell him on Shabbos, because then you're forcing him to be matir the neder on Shabbos. So if you don't have to, better not to say anything, let him find out after Shabbos, it's just better that way. Also for a mitzvah, they point out it's also okay. Person made a neder not to have meat, not to have drink, not to wear his nice clothing. All these things is a tzorach Shabbos, that's mutter. And let's see. Okay. The example here, because someone mentioned the example the Mishnah Berurah points out was on Shabbos, if you're going to be matir your wife, you shouldn't go up to her and say specifically mufar. Now I undid your shavua lichi kamo shomer and lichi, go ahead, continue as you always that's what you would normally tell her during the week. Instead, don't tell her those words. Try not to overemphasize that you're made for the neder. Just tell her on Shabbos itself, they'll go ahead and eat or go ahead and do what you want to do, whatever the neder was. That's the only difference. Bet. Person made a shvua not to do a malacha, but now it comes out the last day is Shabbos. So the oto yom ba v'Shabbos v'yeshal p'tach yom hater nidro nishalin afilu v'Shabbos. So he's going to be over a shvua if he doesn't do it, but he can't do it. It's a malacha on Shabbos. So that's another example where you have kind of like no choice. So therefore, we allow you to do a neder. Whenever you're going to lose out and you have no choice, you're going to be over a shavua, then we let you do the neder. Obviously, you can't do the malach on Shabbos, we said. So the way out is either you look for a petach. Again, we'll get to Hilchas Nedarim later. And, or just straight charata. But usually it's better just to go with a petach. You have an excuse to say that if you would have known something, then you wouldn't have made the neder in the first place. Okay. I saw in Yalkut Yosef, he points out, if a person makes a shavua to pay back a loan on Shabbos, what are you going to do if the last day to pay back the loan is Shabbos? So he says, some are matir to pay back. He says, the best thing to do is, if you can, just give a mashkon. Give him some kind of a mashkon so that you're not giving him money, which is muksa. Okay. I don't know. So depending on the case. But you can't do an isur, any surim mamish to pay back. Okay.
What's the hechi timtza?
The hechi timtza? No, the person made a shvua. The case is the person made a shvua to pay back, and he doesn't want to be over the shvua. So, okay. Gimel. Nahagu lahatir cherme akahal b'shabbos af al pi she'ina mitzarech ha-shabbat. So a person one is allowed to matir charam. A person got put in charam in public, right? It applies to everybody. By definition, it's public. So you want to be matir the charam in public as well. And so you want everyone to know about it, to do it in public. And the only time people come to shul together in big numbers is Shabbos. So therefore, we allow you to do to undo the cherem on Shabbos. Again, you're reporting cherem before Shabbos, because usually you don't put someone in cherem on Shabbos. But the case is, you're allowed to undo it, because you need there to be, you want there to be a lot of people. Okay. Shin mem bet. Bein hashemashos mutar las dvarim shasru chazal mishum gzera. Okay, interesting halacha for bein hashemashos. Kol dvarim aleph. Kol advarim shem asurim divrei sofrim lo gazra aleihem bein hashemashos. When anything that is aser midarabanan, Chazal were an oser during Bein HaShemashos, right, from Shkia until Tzeis. V'hu shehe sham devar mitzvah o dochak. But it has to be that it's a devar mitzvah, or it's dochak, it's really pressing. Ketzad, mutar lo Bein HaShemashos, so a couple examples during Bein HaShemashos. La'alos b'ilan, you'll have to climb the tree to get down the item that you need. Eruv, shofar, whatever the issue is. Olashet upnei hamayim, lahavi lulav, a shofar, or to go on the water, to travel on the water, on a little raft, to get your lulav or shofar. V'chen morid mi'ilan, and to bring down from the tree. Omotzi mi'akarmelit eruv sha'asa, or to carry a karmelit, or we're gonna start next week, tomorrow I mean. Karmelit eruv sha'asa, to carry it. V'chen im haya tarud v'nechpal zavar shahu mishum shvut. Or you're just really, really stressed about doing this Isser Shvut. Mutar Bein HaShemashos, you're allowed to during Bein HaShemashos. Umitam ze, mutar lomar Bein HaShemashos, en hudi lahadlik lo b'ner b'Shabbos. So since it's Amira la'akum, you're allowed to tell him to do during Bein HaShemashos to light a candle. Okay, just to point out, this is up until you accept Shabbos though. Bein HaShemashos, this heter is if you didn't accept Shabbos. Once you say, what's it called? At the end of Lechadodi, when you accept the Shabbos, so Bo'i Kala, for sure by then, that's, we consider, accepting Shabbos. So before Lechadodi, it used to be Mizmor Shir. Now that we say Lechadodi, most, I think, say that it goes by Bo'i Kala. Some might say by the beginning, but I think that's what most would say. And by Motzei Shabbos, if it applies, we'll get to in a moment. By Motzei Shabbos, you want to say at least say Baruch Hamadil Min Kodesh Achol before you do it.
Once you accept Shabbos, this halacha doesn't
apply. Right. The heter of Bein HaShemashos, you're allowed to do Yisrei Derabanan, is if you don't accept Shabbos. Correct. Here, so ask me later or tomorrow, because we're almost out of time here. Pretty much are. So just want to point out that it's, it doesn't apply for every, it goes, it does apply by most Yisrei Derabanan unless Chazal specified otherwise. Such as carrying Pachol Midala Dalet is where it doesn't apply. There's a Machlokas in the postgame. Does it apply by Malacha She'ena Tricha Lagufa? There it might not apply. Mishnah Berurah says it does, this Heter does not apply. Another example is by Eruvei Tchumin. Is a machlokas if it applies by eruv. Can you use this heter by eruv? You could do it for an eruv chatzeros. Eruv etchumin, we generally say it's aser, but if it's a tzorach mitzvah and it's of need, so some are mekel, especially if it's a tzorach gadol. Okay. Just one last thing by Motzei Shabbos. Does it apply by Motzei Shabbos? Let's just say it's a machlokas by Motzei Shabbos, the same heter. By Motzei Shabbos, you also have Bein HaShemashos. By Bein HaShemashos, even though it's, you know it's not Shkia, you're not ending Shabbos, can you say Baruch HaMavdil Min Kodesh Achol and then do these Yisuri Derabanan? So many say you are allowed to, such as the Birka Yosef, Aruch HaShulchan, Kaf HaChaim. But, and that starts out to be the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah, seems to be many, hold this way. But then he is machmir at the end, and he says, "Well, you know what? We don't really know when Shabbos ends, and so therefore, since we don't know when Bein HaShemashos is, maybe we're machmir like Rabbi Yossi. It's even at the last moment. So he's pretty machmir at the end. So I'll leave it as a tzaruch iyun for each one, and just to point out, he says you should at least leave a little bit of Tosefet Shabbos before and after." Whether a few seconds, a minute, whatever you hold up to Sefer Shabbos, that's what you should also not violate with this Heter Derabanan. Okay. Tov, we'll end.